very much. Just grab the first seat we can, thank you. Okay, we will start with questions in English, please. In the middle here, thank you.
Rafa, congratulations. How much did the rain yesterday help you, and how much did conditions today help your game?
It's not possible that everybody helps. Everything helps, not possible. No, but of course the stop yesterday helps because it was a tough moment of my match. He was playing great and I was playing too defensive. I felt that I was playing a little bit under more stress than usual, and he was able to take the control of the point too many times. And then today the conditions were similar than yesterday. No, I can't say that today. Well, it's fair to say that the rain delay helps me yesterday, but will not fair that says the conditions today helps me. No, the conditions today were the same for both, and I played more aggressive. I continued the level of intensity that I played after the first stop, and in my opinion the match changed. No, of course he's a tough opponent and he's going to be always a tough match, but at the same time I think after the first rain delay the match changed a lot because I played more aggressive with higher intensity and the things were more on my side.
What were you trying to do yesterday to try to change momentum as he went up set in a break? What did you see in the match that was not working for you that you wanted to switch up?
Oh, I was playing. I was not opening court with the backhand. I was playing too behind the baseline. He was taking the ball earlier than me. He had, as I said before, no, he had I had the feeling that he has the control of the point. Too many times to have the chance to be successful, and then I think after that I changed it. I increased the intensity. I increased the determination on how to play my shots. I won a little bit of court playing closer to the baseline, so the match changed drastically. No, and that's why then after that stop was 6-3, 6-2, 6-2. Yeah, was a big change.
Why did you have the tape applied on your arms yesterday? The trainer came out to wrap the
arms. It was very wet, very humid. So the sweat was coming to my hand. So just to protect a little bit, because if you have a tape behind the wristband, then it holds a little bit more the sweat. That's all. It's not usual here in Paris, but this year is very humid. I don't know.
Rafa, in your first answer, you mentioned that you played with more stress. Was there a particular reason for that stress?
That I am a human person, and sometimes you play better, sometimes you are more nervous. Quarterfinals, important match for me, was a match that maybe is a key match. So these kind of matches that can give you the chance to keep going, or for another side, you lose all the chances. No, against a tough opponent that I had problems with him in Australia. I had problems with him in Madrid. Even if it was 6-3, 6-4, was a uncomfortable match for me. I know it was going to be a tough match, and I was a little bit more nervous than usual. That's why.
Rafa, there are huge expectations placed on you, particularly here at Roland Garros, from the media and from tennis fans. What expectations do you place on yourself, and do you play with pressure or without pressure at this stage at Roland Garros?
I didn't understand the last part of the question.
Do you play with pressure? Do you feel the pressure, or do you not feel the pressure?
I don't have any obligation to win, first thing. Second thing, if you don't feel depression, it's because you don't love the sport. And if you don't love the sport, it's better come back home and do another thing. And that's it. Pressure is part of the sport in general. I don't feel the pressure now in semifinals. I feel the pressure every day, but not here. I feel the pressure in every match of the year. And here is an important event for me. Pressure is good. If you are able to control that, then things can, that pressure, that adrenaline can be in a positive way. And I believe that after that stop yesterday, that adrenaline and that pressure was in a positive way. No, so I think it was a little bit of a relief for me after that rain delay, and I have to hold that level of energy.
You were able to hold your serve all day today, even with a lot of second serves. I want to know how you feel about your serve here and throughout the tournament.
I felt that I decided to serve faster because yesterday my feeling I was winning the same points with the first than with the second. So for me it didn't make sense to serve a high percentage of first serves in. So I tried to change that. It's true that at the beginning of the match today I was serving great. Then I served much worse. The first serve I finished the match serving a little bit better again. A little bit up and down. It's a good thing second serve is working well. I need to serve a little bit better for tomorrow, and I really believe that I can do it.
On my right here.
Yes. Rafa, congratulations for the victory. After having achieved so many incredible feats and fantastic statistics and results here throughout the years, it's obvious that there is a psychological edge that you have over your opponents. In what way does that impact you? How do you think about this? Does it in any way hinder your performance?
What did you last think?
Does this psychological advantage that you have over your opponents after achieving so many great results, does it affect you in a negative way?
Affect when you me think in a
about
negative
it?
Way?
Yes, when you think about having a psychological advantage over your opponents, does it put some additional pressure on you? That's what I mean.
Being honest, no, I am living all my career with that. It's not the moment to. I understand the question, but. Will be maybe better to answer this question maybe 6 or 7 years ago. Today is something that I am living always with this. No, nothing new for me. So just try to keep going the same way. No, I don't feel this psychological advantage, and because I don't consider myself there and the opponents there. That's not affecting me in a negative way. No, I just go on court knowing that every match is difficult and I can lose, and I can win. That's the sport. So I know if I am playing my best, then I have my chances always, and my only advantage or my only goal is that I know if I play my best, I'm going to have good chances.
Ben, please.
Rafa, you play again tomorrow, which is unusual here for Roland Garros. How do you think that will affect the match, and what do you expect against either Cilic or Del Potro?
I don't know how they are going. I don't know what the score on that the other match. Will be a tough match. Both of them are playing well. They are playing well during the whole year. It's going to be a tough match anyway. I played already here days in a row in the past. I hope to be ready for it. I really believe that I am enough fit and ready to hold. And I need to rest. That's why I came here quick. And I want to do my things. I want to work with my physiotherapist. I want to be with Colm a little bit at the room and just save energy and wake up tomorrow with the right feelings. And go on court and just try to play with the right determination. No, that's my goal, and then anything can happen.
Okay, I've got two more questions. One at the back, please, and then
Rafael, what's your opinion about Marco Cecchinato? Did he impress you with his pass?
Did me?
Did he impress you?
Well, of course, no. He's playing great. He has a great level of tennis. He's playing an amazing event, winning against fantastic opponents. And the other day he held amazing well the pressure on the last tiebreak, playing some great points. And he's playing fantastic, so well done for him.
Last question in English for Alex, please.
Rafa, sorry to change the subject so dramatically. No, can I just ask you, what is your favourite and best World Cup football memory? Where were you? What did it mean to you?
For me, the final of 2010 I was in the stadium. I was in South Africa.
You were there?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to switch to Spanish in a moment.